please count my vote in favor of removing the Confederate statues and homages to Robert E. Lee. And that was from Whitney Evans. And finally, from Glenn Brown.
There were honestly no sweeter words to my ears last night than...
And finally...
the last of the public comment. Although what's funny is right after that you had Tenaidi, I always mess up her name, Broughton, who's actually a friend, but I still always mess up her name, and Barbara Mayall still because they wanted to take two calls. But it was a moment where you got to like, oh, finally, all the papers are done and we can move on. That was Don Crayer, City Council Executive, in the five-hour marathon Monument and Lee Square meeting last night. Joining us now by phone, Mayor Grover Robinson. You got about as much sleep as we did today.
Correct. And now I know what it's like to do a radio show.
There you go. That's right. So be up at 10:30 watching a meeting, and then up in the morning to do an interview again. So yeah, no, that's you got the sense of it. All right. So the main question, the first question is this: you know what I've been saying about this? You and I have talked about this. Were you disappointed that there wasn't more discussion about like Andy Terhar's proposal to contextualize and revamp it, or a ballot initiative?
Again, those were things that the council was up to them. I think the council, this item has obviously been going around for 30 days. I mean, the reason the previous council in 2000 required this amount of time is for people to be doing their own research and coming forward. So I can't speak to why the council members looked at certain things, but that was what they came to the meeting and, that was what they were thinking about doing. I think the problem when you talk about amending the text on it, then you can really get caught up in the details. I mean, you heard some of the stuff last night where Jared Moore was concerned on the details as where it goes. There's certainly some details, but it's hard to put all the details in for all seven people to agree to something with that much detail, because everybody does have small nuances that they understand. We're certainly working through it to try to figure out what we can do with the monument and do it respectfully. We certainly appreciate St. John's. We also look at the possibility with the UWF Trust that there are portions that are more applicable to them and what they can do and display it in a more historical context. Many people have said it needs to be a museum. So I think the one thing we've stayed focused on is we will execute. That's our job as the executive branch, whatever the council says.
Do you know how tall it would be, just the statue? It's like, how tall is the statue and how tall is the pedestal?
The statue is 8 feet.
Okay.
From ground to top is 50 feet.
Okay, and then the pedestal is what, maybe 10? I'm thinking.
Yeah, the very bottom part is about 6 to 10, and so there's a lot of it.
So without the obelisk, there's actually a lot of options for displaying it, even indoors. There's a lot of possibilities, right?
Correct. But as Councilwoman Hill said, it's a very tough object. That was, part of the problem has been, certainly where I've always felt the issue of how it's displayed at the present moment is not equitably telling the story. We have told history. We've told history one way for 130 years, but we haven't told all of it. So my feeling was always, hey, let's tell all of it. Find a way. The problem in doing that is the size and scope of the existing monument made it very difficult to tell the rest of the story in a certain scale without spending considerable amount of dollars. And so when we looked at it, we said, perhaps those money should be spent on infrastructure and things we need to do, programming within the city. And what we do is maybe figure out a way to tell the story different. The story will be told. As we said, some parts of this will either go to a museum or a cemetery. The story will still be out there. Still there. It is just the way we will tell the story is going to be different going forward.
I've got a text in from a listener, asked a really pointed question. I wanted to get your thought on this. A lot of the people last night asked about the ballot initiative. Is it possible still at this point for a petition to have a referendum on the November ballot to undo this decision?
All these things within the charter, you know, if people want, there are provisions within the charter, but people need to figure those out and see what they can do. I mean, there are some provisions within the city charter. I'm not exactly 100% sure of each one of them, but there are always provisions within the charter.
Okay. So there is still possible remedy if somebody wants to pursue that path, which I was curious about too.
I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, because last night you obviously heard there were a lot of people. I mean, Cantonment, Milton, Navarre, there are people all over. Anything dealing with the city, that will be confined to just city residents.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's not something, even though the one person had asked for the countywide to be a ballot, the fact that it is a city property means that city residents would have to be the initiators of anything dealing with that. The time frame at this point, 3 weeks ish for the statue, and then as much as 3 months maybe for the entire monument. Is that, if it gets entirely removed, is that what we're looking at?
Well, I'm very much looking at the 60 days. I appreciate what Derek is doing. Here's your problem. Derek Owens, engineer. We have been talking, but I thought finally John Gerald's kind of got it last night. We got a little bit in the details, and John's finally like, well, they can't do it until we tell them they can do it. And I was trying to say, that's the problem we have. We've talked to people. We have ideas, but we have no hard dates because we haven't contracted anybody. We've reached out. There are certainly – we can remove the statue. We can cover up the panels, and we can get that done. But the size and scope of this and the fact of how fragile it is and old it is, we're going to get somebody who specializes in this, as Derek said. And the problem right now is there are so many statues coming down in the Southeast. There are like a handful of people that do this from a historical context, and they're very stretched at this particular moment. But we can begin the process, and then the remainder of the pedestal and everything else, we really need to get somebody. I mean,
It's a massive thing.
We owe that to the monument.
Right.
We've said we're going to deal with it respectfully, and we need to get somebody who specializes in dealing with those.
Yeah, and
things.
As you say, a lot of those other monuments are coming down. And by the way, I've said this a couple times. I just want to make sure to say it. I'm glad that we're doing this, even though I don't necessarily agree with the decision. I'm glad we're doing it legally and peacefully, as opposed to, you know, with a mob, vandalism in the middle of the night or anything like that. Mayor, I got a text in here asking a question. It'll be taken down in full daylight, not at night. And also, my kind of add to that is, you talked about decommissioning. Will there be a decommissioning ceremony?
We certainly are open to working with things as we move forward. So we're trying to keep pulling things together. So we certainly can work with any of those things. But at this point we're moving through it. We just got the word last night. So as staff and administration, we're just now kind of moving. And we've talked about some things. We haven't totally set anything up. But that's the goal. I just want to say at some point, I am very proud of what Pensacola has of it. And the way you said, it may not be what I necessarily wanted, but I can live with the decision because it went about the right way. And I think that has been so much of the issue of the process we've communicated since it was first brought up. As you said before, this was not a case of we just simply going over there and pulling it down like so many other cities are allowing individuals to do it. What we did was we had a democratic process, and that process and all the individuals that represent all seven districts in the city made a vote. We went by majority rule, and the vote moved forward last night. We gave that vote 30 days time to digest material. We asked staff to give us a detailed accounting and position. They did a 17-page report. I very much support what came out of that report. I think you and I talked about it last week when it came out last Tuesday.
That's right.
I think we, more than any other place that made this decision, Pensacola gave it its due respect and evaluation. And you may not be happy with the decision, but at the end of the day, we did the decision the right way. And now we'll be moving forward in an effort to really tell our story in a way that is inclusive to everyone. I mean, that's the most important part that we do is you know, there's a lot of discussion last night. We haven't told the story, everybody's story. It is a part of history, but we haven't told all of the history, and that's important in a community.
And I'm eager to see not only, you know, what else we start to do to teach that history. I'm eager to see what the decisions are going to be regarding what's going to be at that site, which I know you said you'll bring back to City Council within a month, and we'll have subsequent days and we can talk about that. Mayor Grover Robinson, late night for both of us last night and everybody who was watching this. I appreciate the time this morning, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Thank you so much.